Howdy there, and welcome to the Wine Nona Earp After Show. We have demon angel twins? We need to talk about that. We have too many sweets that, like, did you get a sugar rush? And epic fights. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, there it is. I'm like, where's our song? There it is. Nice and loud. Hey, welcome to the Wynonna Earp After Show. We're talking episode 5, Jolene. My name is Carrie Lane. We have a little bit of a small panel this evening, but we're going to bring you all the awesomeness of Wynonna Earp. I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, guys. My name is Amber Plaster. It's like the old times.
I know. It's like nostalgia.
It's like season 1.
Yeah.
Wynonna Earp just carrying me. That's all we need.
Right?
Listen,
yes.
It's fine.
We miss Alexis and Yell, but we will bring you all the best Wynonna stuff that we can.
We're going to do our best without them.
We love you, Earpers. So real quick, make sure that you click that subscribe button. Thumbs up on the video. We love everybody's support. Thank you so much. Comments on previous videos. It's so fun to read through everybody's theories. Also, we do have a live chat going. So if you're watching it live, welcome. And if you're watching it later, no problem. Please comment down below. Also, normally y'all has a different format on how we go through the show, but I did my notes a little differently, so let's break it down.
Listen, you're here to lead, and I'm here to follow.
All right. Good, and we got it. Very beginning, we get some Mama Earp with her daughters. Kind of sweet, but not.
I liked it. I like getting to see them interact a little bit.
Yes.
It was messy, as expected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. I'm here for this. And I like getting to see a little bit before we see them all creepily eating sweets.
Yeah.
Because that was a question that I had. I mean, it was something that Alexis said last week. She was like, I thought that we missed something. I thought I missed something in the commercial break. That's how jarred I was when I saw them all in the kitchen with Jolene. Like, what the heck? We finally get to see what happens a little bit in between that.
Oh, you felt his
Alexis is saying that she felt a little bit jarred.
Oh,
with that.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, I felt this still was continuous on our time.
No, but I'm thinking she just wasn't paying attention. She was like, oh, did I miss something?
Yeah. But right now, we're not back in time. We're just from where we left off. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
they were out
a
in the barn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Waverly's touch unbound the demon. I'm so glad, though, that it's like when I was like, okay, you got a few seconds to break this down. Tell me the truth.
Thank God.
It's like, thank you.
Thank you.
I hate waiting for stuff when you're just like, please just tell the truth. Maybe she might not believe you, but at least we get it out there.
Yeah. Or at least one plot line is at least revealed. And I like that she said, okay, you have 40 seconds. I was like, thank you.
Get it. Get that information out there.
Why are we waiting this long to discuss this? It was out of control.
Yeah, because too many times it's like, if you just told them the truth earlier, things would probably worked out a little bit better. Yeah. But then we wouldn't have a story or an episode. But yes, I like that it's like, okay, so at the prison, the touch unbound this demon that we don't know about yet, which developed. Actually, I meant to say, what were your initial thoughts on this episode? Momentary rewind, because you kind of, I liked what you said right before we started, like how much you liked this episode.
I really like this episode a lot. I felt like, I haven't been keeping a good track of the directors, but this felt directed very differently.
Mm.
And I loved the bar brawl with all of those stunt coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed a really interesting mix of the karaoke singers. I wonder if like that was like crew or something.
These random folks.
I don't know. They just looked like special to me. I wonder what the story was behind them, because they let them kind of linger on camera. And I was like, I wonder if they have meaning or if they were like fans or something. But
please let us know if you know.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
But I really, really like this episode. I thought it was probably one of the best directed episodes of an ensemble cast that I've seen on sci-fi in a long time. And I also really, really liked the acting of Jolene. I don't know this actress. I know that she's from another show.
It's not Killjoys.
Oh, Lost Girl.
Lost Girl, thank
she's
you.
On Lost Girl.
And she was also on Dark Matter.
And Dark Matter.
Those are the two I know her from.
I'm not familiar with her work at all on those shows. I think she's incredible. So I'm excited to see her maybe come back.
I really liked how much she got to play in this episode, because on the other show, she's normally very monotone a character, and now she talks and everything. So in this, I was like, oh, she got to play crazy, and I bet she really enjoyed that as well, because like the beginning is more like sugar sweet, literally, and then it goes like to the crazy, which is so fun to watch.
It helps that she has a very well-written character. I don't think we've seen a demon be this chaotic. And at first I thought, oh, okay, she's like, you know, low key or something. She's mm-hmm. chaos. And I was like, but she's not, though. Mm-hmm. She's manipulative. Mm-hmm. And so I think I like tweeted out earlier. I was like, what is her last name? Gaslight? Because she just like...
Oh, pushes all those right buttons.
She makes yes. you think that reality isn't reality. And I'm like, oh man, this is really a really sinister bad guy. I really enjoyed that character.
And it's just so hard for us to watch because we're like, no, don't believe it. It's not true. Which the, I have a comment on that when we get to it.
Of course they attack Waverly, the yes. purest, of course. Sweetest.
So then back into the episode. How quickly did everybody pick up re-eating those sweets essentially kind of recharged her hold on people?
I think like, they did a good job of showing that.
I like the sound cue, too. Yes. Like, oh, recharge. Like, once they were away from her and out of her sight, it kind of went down a little bit. Like, they weren't out of the fog. But once you ate something, it was like, whoop, back to full power of, mm-hmm. like, I am stuck. You know, got those blinders on.
Yeah. I really liked that. It was visual, and it was really, really well done.
Yeah. We get Wynonna and Doc, and that's when he reveals that he had been to hell. Because we had already talked about that, but I guess he hadn't have told her before. Because he's like, I just want you to know. And so I thought that was interesting because I felt this had been discussed, but I guess she didn't know.
I think it's just one of those plot points where there's a lot of things being discussed. And I think the writers had to be like, oh, yeah, remember, we haven't discussed this yet. And I was kind of like, I don't really care. I don't really care that he's been to hell. I don't know why we're supposed to care. I know it's part. It has to push the story along. But, like, I just enjoy watching Doc be Doc. And I love that scene at the end with him in the circle just being all ridiculous.
Being Bamf. Oh, my goodness. That made me
just
so happy.
Just being so extra. I was like, Doc. Get out of here. I love him.
I liked Wynonna's joke of, like, when he said he can hear the demon tape. She's like, you have supernatural hearing powers, essentially, mm-hmm. which... Glad they delved into that.
And something we picked up on a few episodes ago. We're like, oh, well, maybe since, you know, he's special.
Mm-hmm. Aurora, I just saw in the comments, which we will get to that, says Jolene is depression personified. Put a pin on that because that was something I was going to talk about,
too. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
I
want... Well, we'll get to
okay,
it.
Okay, sure.
Waverly and Mama, the demon, pointing out the demon hates Waverly so much. At this point, we have no idea why. And I'm glad when we learn later the reason why. Because at the beginning, you're just like, okay, what's my motivation? What's this character's motivation? When you learn, you go, oh, okay. Did you like the motivation when you found out later?
It was a lot to take in. And I was kind of just like, this is just so much...
We'll unpack that.
Magical stuff that I was like, I don't really... It was almost hard for me to care because I was like, what? This is BS. Like, I just couldn't take it in. But I liked that they mm-hmm. were one side of the other, the balance. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but how much of this is true and how much is this her just, like, spitting stuff at her when she was saying that you're a changeling and then she was like, your father. And I was like, she could be lying right now.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like with what we saw at the end of the episode, she isn't. But there's just so much information at once that I would like to... unpack that a little bit because it was hard to take in. Yeah,
for sure we will. Heather in the chat agrees with you. The audience says that the audience is over Doc and talking about going to hell, and it's kind of like beating a dead horse.
Yeah it
it's
is
like,
right.
Okay, we get it. Jolene with that officer, oh my goodness, the attack was so cool and disgusting of cutting that tongue out. The corrections officer,
I thought that was interesting. I thought, why waste your time with him?
For fun.
Yeah.
Because she mentions how she had watched him chase girls at the prison and everything. Also, I felt this was the confirmation that... I mean, I figured Jolene was the demon, but it's like, okay, this is 100%. Like, you are, because Waverly is all mine, kind of what she said. And then also, finally with the Earps, and she had been at the prison
also,
beforehand.
Also, he can be a decoy, so they shot him and they thought he was
yes.
it. Okay, I'm there.
Gibson Place is mentioned where they're going to go over there. Oh... When Jolene distracts Doc to make him not go, like, are you really going to be that important? You sure? Ooh, that guy. Every time someone was gaslighted, as you were mentioning, oh,
it
my
was
God.
Hard
it's just hard.
To watch.
You're like, no, don't believe it.
Yeah, and she smiled, and she was like, oh, mm-hmm. men are so much easier.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really bad.
She gets all that self-doubt and just, like, fans those flames.
She's just like, look here. Do what I say. And ugh.
And then, so a thing of bigger plot development we get Waverly's father's real name, Julian. I like, as Mama Earp says it, she's looking at the statue of an angel.
I like that, too.
They were in the kind of atrium, garden, greenhouse. There we go. And they're kind of walking around. She looks over at a statue that's an angel and goes, well, I'm like, oh okay.
How did she get involved with
an angel?
An angel.
I want to know. Theories. And, leave comments down below.
And can it be Nedley?
Oh.
It's not.
Well, that was a theory. People thought, like, Nedley and Michelle had a thing. And
I still ship it.
Yes. She's a lot. They're both single. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Nicole with Jolene. Nicole has some strong will, which is so nice. I'm very happy someone in the group was kind of able to resist. Because it was just so hard as a viewer, because you're just watching these characters struggle and suffer, that you're like, no! But as Nicole is talking to her, and then she kind of breaks the spell for a moment, you're like, oh, come on, thank you. Yeah. Somebody's, like, able to fight, because it's her love for Waverly. Aww.
I like that. I also like the moment, and we might talk about this later, when Waverly kind of goes, no, at least Winona loves me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh! It's just so, like... It's kind of like when people get Alzheimer's and they lose all their memory, except that they remember their longest bond and memory. Like, that was all she had left, where she was like, I don't really understand what's happening, but I know my sister loves me. Yes. And I was like, oh, my heart.
And then she did say Nicole after, too.
She did. But, like, at least she had that sister bond. Small moment of clarity. And it was it was really cool.
Break that fog.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this also, the pointing out the weaknesses when Jolene is essentially like, yeah, you being included in their plans, which is like, oh, poor Nicole.
Yeah.
Because this is just that little thorn in her side that happens over and over.
Feeling left out.
They don't mean to, but it just seems to happen. Then we get, oh, yeah, the Revenant, we said that they're like, yeah, they thought it was that, which was like, no, that's too easy, ladies. So Waverly and Jolene, that's when she says, you've taken everything from me. And that's when I had a moment going, what is this everything? And of course, thankfully, they get to it later. But at first, at that moment, you sit there going, okay. And there's the trap that she gets stuck in. Jolene's walking, she stands in the circle. And of course, Waverly walks right into it. I'm like, oh, come on. But that just kind of shows how much of a fog I think you're in under her spell. Like, she's outside in the snow and she walks in and walks, puts out the hand like, come on in.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of used to that happening on One Harp by now. I mean, like, they'll just be like, whoa, let's not walk into danger. And then they do. I've just accepted that as part of the cheesiness of a sci-fi show. Yes. It's fine.
And then, yes, I know a lot. I was trying to stay off Twitter. So I watched this right before the show. So I, like, try to scroll through Twitter and not see what people say. But I did see, like, oh, so poor Waverly. And it's like, yes, this is when major kind of turning point. Poor Waverly. Everyone's so mean to her. Or she thinks it is that.
Yeah.
Because that's how it can feel sometimes. Also, other people, then we get poor Winona getting poked at when Jolene goes, oh, yeah, Kate is Doc's wife. And you're like, oh, information drop.
She just walked into that bar and just threw the kerosene on everyone.
Yeah.
And she was like, here's some for you. Oh, I see that vampire over here.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of waiting for the vampire to mess her up a little bit.
No, but she does get the later bit where she has the tarot card and kind of picks up that, like, yeah, you're not
She's
normal.
She's like, I see you. Yeah.
But then Jolene says something to the extent of, like, oh, yeah, you vampires think you're so special, but meh. But I kind of want a little bit more from Kate.
I did, too. I mean, like, what are the rules there? Can they face off? Can one affect one another? I assume
another
the demon's
kind of fight.
More powerful.
Yes. I think
maybe she was just like on her little mission.
Maybe.
But
I would have wanted that fight. That would be
very baller of a vampire to walk up to her and be that confident.
And then you mentioned the bar fight. Oh, yeah, the chaos, which I did like her Jolene's karaoke song, the Cheater, Where'd You Meet Her song.
Yeah.
That was actually really kind
and
of
she's
catchy.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did. I also liked all the random karaoke folks, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We don't usually see that in shorties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so full and all these random, like, oh, are they visiting?
Yeah.
Is there a tour bus in town? Like, that's how we got all the random
I don't know. We were very interested in the extras in this episode. I want to know the story, guys.
And the fight was so fun. I enjoyed all the fighting. And
the fight was so good, though.
Yes. And everybody got some good hits in.
Everyone got some really great hits in. They actually looked believable, which was my number one complaint with any bar scene in any TV show
Generally
ever.
Generally look very cheesy. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it was just really fun and messy and drunk and jealous and just full of all the things that you want in a bar fight. And I love that Mama, like, jumped on somebody and was like, having a good time.
Yeah.
She was just looked like, fun. Ooh.
Best thing ever. Okay, something I did see this in the chat. BamLover03 says, how is Shorty still open with all the fights they've had? Good point. They Great have point. So many, like, destruction happen. Well, there must be some supply company that's constantly in business because they're ordering new chairs and new tables.
Yeah, all the time.
Constantly.
Well, I mean, let's just bring that right back around to why Winona left.
Mm-hmm.
In the first place, she's like, this town is the worst. Everyone is drunk and fighting each other. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
Yep. How much they were... I like that. That's a good one, too. The love... I was saying, you look at the chat, but now I'm like, oh, I can see everybody's comments, and they're so exciting. I think it's love paranoia. Waverly is territorial AF. You don't want a jealous Waverly in your hands. Imagine if she was not under evil spell. Jolene would have died without Peacemaker's help. Yes, I did appreciate that of like, Nicole, what are you doing? When she's kind of, Jolene's getting the beer on her, which was kind of a very deja vu of that's how we met moment. Starts to take off the shawl top.
I kind of was almost like, she's not going to fall for that. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And she even said, she's like, you're not gay. And then she's like, I'm gonna be when whatever they're at the
when they come back to that was wonderfully uncomfortable.
She kind of is like, no, for like a second. But yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like seeing it. Maybe it's just we're so turned off by seeing her manipulate people that we're just like, ah.
Well, this was a great example of like the polar opposite of with Waverly and Nicole. It's one of those consent is sexy. Like we've had that discussion of them consensually wanting this relationship is something that's so beautiful. And like that's what's really sexy about it is that they're both like, yes, we're on the same page. But Jolene going to Nicole of I'm going to do what I want. I'm like, oh, this got really creepy and uncomfortable.
It did have a little bit of a rapey vibe. To it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. And then Nicole, points out, are you even gay? And one's wonderfully uncomfortable, but I think they did a good job capturing that because we, the viewer,
the acting is so good.
The ring coming back, commented later, Nicole was like, ooh, creepy boomerang effect. So the ring came back, even though she threw it in the woods.
That is creepy.
Yes. And it burned Jolene, which was kind of cool.
But it came to
Nicole.
Who was in a cult she doesn't remember. So now I have questions.
Yes. It's good theories to have, too. It's like, wait a minute. Why? Somebody, I saw it in the chat earlier, but I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was. Someone theorized she was related to Bulshar.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
It?
Like a child of or something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe the cult worshipped Bulshar and she was a child of that.
Because it didn't burn her, but would that mean...
And she was the only one who lived, so...
Now, does that mean, one, she's either 100% human and it doesn't hurt humans, or it means she's related and so she's unaffected? Though Doc touched it, too, and he was fine.
Yeah, Doc touched it.
He wore it. He put it on. And he was okay.
Put it right on his middle finger.
Yes, and he walked away with it.
He gave us the Breakfast Club walk away. Mm-hmm. It was so great. God bless.
So a character that we had talked about wanting to come back did Bobo. Yay!
Yes!
Which I guess that's where all the banana liqueur has been going. Because there was.
Did you notice it missing?
Wait. Well, there was an earlier episode and they noticed a banana. There was a big thing about banana liqueur.
There was?
It might not have actually been missing. It's like they took everything but.
They took everything but the banana.
Please let me know.
I think
chat
you're right.
Or comment because I remember it's just come up a few times and I'm like, why is banana liqueur
important
becoming a thing? Because also Mama Earp made Doc a drink with banana liqueur and something else. I didn't know the other thing. She's at the bar and did something with banana liqueur. Doc takes banana liqueur to Bobo and I'm, what is up with the banana liqueur? Like, why is this so special? The sugar? I don't know.
No, there's a reason. Anyway, it's not as important, but
no.
I liked
but
it.
I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, okay. But yes, I was so happy to see Bobo back. Doc goes to him. I was kind of curious how often Doc visits him.
Probably not very.
Probably not. Probably when he wants something, such as I need a Bulshar angle, and then he goes, "Hey, the ring," and I want something in exchange. Want to see Waverly? How do we feel about that?
Doc was just like. Yeah. Like, he was like, I'll deliver the message to Winona. Yeah. Like, he didn't say that, but I was just, like, thinking. He's like, he's not going to give you anything. Doc is not here to negotiate.
No. How do you feel about that? Do you think Waverly should go see Bobo?
I mean, I do. I mean, he's not going to eat her. What's he going to do?
Please leave comments down below. What do you think? I
think we're all protecting Waverly too much.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Everyone in the chat, yeah. You and I, the show creators, we're all protecting Waverly too much. She's grown.
Or at least tell her and let her have the choice.
Thank you.
That's what it should be. Hey, Waverly, Bobo wants to see you. He's in a well in the middle of the
Maybe
woods.
Maybe come with
Your
her.
Your choice. Yes, she doesn't have to go alone. That's
like
true.
She does everywhere, every yes. episode. Yes. Maybe bring your hot girlfriend with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe bring an undead sharpshooter with you.
Yes.
Maybe bring a sister who can put demons away with you. I don't listen.
She has options.
Your choice. But, you know, she could make her own decision about it.
Yes. This is very true.
And, you know, I think it's going to trigger her just like no one telling you about her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like where this is going.
Mm. It's like, oh, poor girl. Speaking of mom. We have the mother and mother chat with Winona and her mom, which was kind of interesting because it was like, oh, they're both mothers. Moms, depending on how you want to use the word, because they're both mothers. And it's Alice Michelle. I think I had forgotten that the middle name was Michelle or that we knew it was Alice. But did you recall it was Alice Michelle?
I did not.
But I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You named it after your mom.
I do remember that.
And that was kind of nice having them chat about that. And Randy Nedley, I think I forgot his first name was Randy.
I definitely thought his first name was Nedley.
I thought Nedley was his first name, too.
I thought Nedley was his only name.
Or that, yes. He's just a one-name.
I thought he was like Madonna.
And Cher, yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, Randy Nedley.
No thanks.
Yes. This is the moment where I was so thankful. Finally, they're picking up on Jolene and him asking these great questions. Oh, she's been around forever. What's the last name? Where does she live? Phone number.
MVP of this episode goes to Nedley. He shows up and he goes, hey, here's some helpful questions.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
Did none of our team thought of this beforehand? Go, hey, wait, Nedley. How did we meet?
Anyway, it was great. Yeah.
No, I can't think specifically where I've seen that before, but that is the nice moment where somebody's trying to get to the bottom of something and go, well, where did you meet them?
I mean, he was just question yes. after reasonable fact after reasonable, mm-hmm. and he was just like, da 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 da. And I was like, this is right. We think of him as sort of like some like old, bumbling, Western mm-hmm. cop. He's good at his job.
Yes.
He just has his hands tied in red tape all the time, and he's tired.
Because he's been covering all of this for a really long time.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nedley, we forgot. We forgot who you were for a second.
We forgot Respect. How good you were.
Dang.
It's like, oh. And then don't eat the sweets. Like, thank you. I'm glad they figured that out
Finally.
Then, too. Yeah.
Listen.
But
I couldn't handle one more person being like, oh, whoops, too
late.
Oh,
man, I wonder how many times they had to film an eat it of just sugar comb of all that.
Well, when you film,
like
you
a
get
commercial.
A spit bucket.
Yes, I was just thinking. They, yeah,
whenever you act in a scene, you have a spit bucket.
But what if it was really good?
Well, then you eat the first 300 of them and you spit out the rest. Do you know how many times it takes to film a scene? It takes all day to film one scene. Yeah.
So, like, eat lots, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so then we're getting to the big kind of meat of it. So we get Waverly, of course, all alone. Again. And then talking about, then this is with Jolene, and she points out, one, like, the real baby and, like, the changeling. It's like, oh, what is going on? So, this was another point that I didn't forget, but here we go, push it more. Jolene told Nicole she can't physically harm Waverly because they're connected. So, Waverly has to do it herself.
Well, I got that when she didn't. I mean, she's got her alone several times.
This is true.
And she didn't. I was like, there's something that she can't quite do yet. Yep. So I did pick up on that.
But that's also when Nicole snapped out of it, too. Because then it was like, oh, you're going to physically harm my girl? Mm-hmm. And then, woo, what? And
it seems like little jolts of adrenaline can kind of clear their head momentarily.
Yeah. So this is the moment, too. So we were talking about the way Jolene was talking to Waverly. I was like, I thought, absolutely, this is depression personified because it's constant lies and the worst things you can think of, your insecurities, telling you things constantly. And then as she keeps crumbling down, then she even has that moment, too, of Waverly has a moment, said, I didn't get a chance to write it down, I matter to the people I love, and like I'm gonna live, and I'm gonna be here. And it's like, this is like a moment of what someone's inner thoughts personified of depression and like suicide. Of wait, I'm not gonna do this because I do matter, and I love the people I love, and me being here is what matters for them too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I thought that was very deep. I just felt that was very well done.
Yeah, very well done.
Very heavy. Because on the surface, you just kind of go, oh, okay, cool. But if you think about it in that context, it's very different kind of scene.
Yeah, it kind of stabs at that vulnerability that everyone has.
Sorry. Stabs, and it's stabs. A knife and pun.
Get it?
Yes.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Gave you a pun. It's only because it's your birthday.
And then
you only get one.
You're like Alexis. You're like, oh, pun.
I hate puns. I don't know why I'm on this panel, because the show is full of
them. Has lots of them. Yes, yes.
It's because it's a good show. That's the
actually
answer.
We do have another thing. We have a lot of shows here. Do you want to let everybody know? Yes,
should I do it?
Pass it on to you. Okay. So we do have a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz, which some of you may or may not know about, and Amber's going to tell you a little bit more about.
Indeed, from dramas, reality, and sci-fi, there's no more network that works harder to serve television fans. AfterBuzz TV needs your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, maybe this one because we're awesome. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help out AfterBuzz TV to continue to grow and bring on more shows that you can get excited about. And if you're worried about notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. They're divided into genres, so if you're on the channel for sci-fi and comic book heroes and all of that, you're probably on the right place. But there's other ones you can check out too, so let us know in the comments that you did, and we will thank you on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you everybody for watching, listening. If you're on iTunes, you know, give it that 5 stars, because you know 1 through 4 don't work, and thumbs up on the video, and please leave comments, because we love reading what you all think of the episode. Yes, a lot of people are kind of commenting on tackling heavy issues in the show, and I think this was science fiction in general is a great way to have metaphors for real life stuff, so this was a nice way to have something intense but a more digestible format, because you can look at it a different way and it's not quite as overwhelming. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then this is where we get the facts, where it's like, oh, thank you. These moments I love. I'm like, please tell me the specifics. So they are sort of twins, sort of, because Jolene was born at the same time. It's they're Tinkerbell baby twins in terms of they're born of the same laugh, you know?
Okay. So walk me through this.
Yes.
Are we talking about, if we're going to assume that she's half angel, which, okay, don't know how you can have an angel have sex with a human and then create a demi-angel, but sure. The idea is, if an angel is created, then a demon also must be created. Is that what we're thinking?
I want to know more about the parents that gave birth / created Jolene.
Because then wouldn't...
Why
Mama
are they
Earp
so
have
connected?
Something to do with it? Wouldn't she be the mother as well?
Yeah.
But she's saying... I
they weren't
don't
born
think...
of the same person. They were just born at
the same
time.
Moment.
Yeah. And then Jolene's mentioned something about balance in the universe. But still, it felt a little bit... Why them and this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more in the whys. We kind of get the how, but why them? Why that? Even that moment. And... because Waverly is so good, the universe had to make something so evil?
Heather in the chat said they'd be in the same cluster if this was Sense8.
Yes!
Sense8,
all the feels.
All the feels.
Love that show. It was just interesting. I want to know more. Like, this feels like something so intriguing that I'd want even more details.
I think we'll get it, but I just wonder in terms of sci-fi lore, in terms of, like, you know, we're talking about vampires a little bit, we're talking about demons.
And now they bring in angels. It's supernatural. They're like, surprise, we've had demons forever, and angels exist, too.
I'm a little concerned about this turning into season 6 of True Blood, where they just bring in every magical creature ever, and then we lose the plot. I'm very
concerned.
Supernatural,
that was around 4 when they brought in angels.
Sometimes it gets a little too much, so I'm concerned. But I'm also very interested to hear about where the shadow self came from.
But if it's that thing of balance, if you got demons, that would mean angels exist too?
Are we going to meet Julian? What does Julian look like?
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be fun. That'd be our predictions moments. Yeah. Also, with Jolene, she mentions her birthright. This is where I got a little bit more like, why do you think it's your birthright that you get all the good stuff? And then I want to know what moments happened. Like, I want Jolene's backstory. How did she know it was Waverly who got these things that she believes were taken from her? Because I get, like, she had bad stuff happen to her. Like, she was shunned and rejected and all that. Like, okay. But what made her attach that to what happened with Waverly? Like, was it literally she's standing outside the house and then it's like, oh, you're not allowed inside because this one is and by go. Like, I want to know those
details. I don't think that she was ever much in human form. I think she's always been a demon.
Then thus the comparison shouldn't be
I know,
as
that's
if
I was
and
like,
then. Yeah.
She doesn't have human needs. She's a demon. She's not a revenant. She never was born human. Mm-hmm. She is a demon. And she started revealing herself as an older form when Waverly was in kindergarten. It was already like a big scary face. Mm-hmm. So she just kind of like was. And then her physical self was whatever she needed it to be, which became Jolene, I guess.
Yeah.
Or that scary teeth.
Yes. Monster thing.
Monster thing. So I think that she popped up and became attached to Waverly because Waverly, maybe demons get attached to, you know, something, some significant life form. And I think I've heard stories of like demons being assigned to people. So like, oh, you have a demon that follows
you
around.
But then Mama Earp was like, it was attached to her, but then what point did
But then Mama Earp saw it and intervened.
True. Maybe that's what you... So, we want more info.
Yeah.
Give us more.
Anyway, that was a little weird walkthrough in my head.
And yes, Wynonna is kind of the person who breaks her from that spell because she goes, wait, Wynonna loves me no matter what happens, which is a great family bond moment, sister bond, and by blood or not, because it's just that I know this person no matter what happens, even if they hate me and we argue, they still love you no matter what. And that was really sweet to see. And Wynonna shoots Jolene. And...
Oof, in the bathroom when she says, she's like, you're not even doing a good job. You're not even like my half sister. And I was like,
Yeah. Yep. And then, because also not by blood, because there could be plenty of family members that aren't literally by blood, but they're family, or you were chosen family too. So there's that. And she gets in a trap again and murder tree. Because they were
murder
like, it's
trees
Bulshar.
Back at
yes.
It.
Because they said it's Bulshar, but then it was the murder tree. So that was where I was. Wondering more specifics.
I found it very odd that Mama Earp is so swift with her witchcraft that she can summon a killing tree to eat up a
demon. Oh, you think she did that?
She was the one who has been practicing it the whole time and setting the traps and stuff. And so they were like, oh, Bulshar. And I was like, what? So you're that familiar with him? That you're pushing? It looked like a trap to me. Maybe they didn't know that it would be Bulshar's presence in that way. Maybe they didn't know that would be the tree coming up. Maybe they thought that she would kind of like end up in fire with Revan. I don't know. But she set that trap there.
And then Jolene's kind of an idiot to run into another one.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's already wounded.
On the ground.
She's already
yeah.
outnumbered. Yeah. And it's Wynonna Earp. So,
I would have wanted a scene where she goes and steps to the side and goes around it. I know. That'd be the cartoon comedic version. But Jolene gets caught in the trap. And their plan was once she's caught, then they would destroy her and whatever means they had available.
Yeah.
So the murder tree thing was new.
It's possible the murder tree was not counted on, but they're sort of like...
They didn't seem that surprised.
They didn't seem that surprised.
Like, holy crap, that tree moved.
And they knew it was Bulshar. And so, she did kind of, she was like, oh.
She said it.
She
too.
Acknowledged it as well. And she was like, I promise it was for you, you know.
Yeah.
And
that was your self-revenge.
No, that was your self-revenge.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Aurora in the chat says Wynonna knew it was Bulshar, not Mama Earp. And Sarah E says Bulshar is working with the trees. Okay. But then
I mean I'll buy that. You know, for all we're also afraid of Bulshar. He seems
he's getting rid of people
slow
we don't
and
like.
Not that powerful.
Yeah.
As of where we're at.
Though the other tree that moved pretty quickly.
I'm not saying that the trees aren't cool. I'm just saying, like, he's real chill over there if we're all supposed to be so scared of him and slow moving.
Okay.
Maybe he's just not at full power. Maybe he's not at full power without his ring.
Yeah. We get... So the other couple final moments of the episode have some nice stuff. Because first one, we get the way hot makeup cuddle, which was so adorable.
It was really sweet.
It's like, oh, they're all cuddly and making up.
After a whole episode of watching people get gutted emotionally, Yeah, that was needed. Thank you.
And that was nice for them to talk it out again. Again, communication is important. And they talk about it and they're like, it's okay. And I forgive you. And let's words. Express yeah. yourself.
Use your words.
Yep. And we kind of mentioned it before, but we're saying again, Doc was totally all Bamf in his Bolshar circle. I got the ring. I don't care about you. No pity. And bye. With his, yes, middle finger.
He's so sassy. I love it.
That was so nice. God. I love that scene. It made me so like, yes, he's recharged because he also was,
yeah.
Doc, I don't like it. Like,
an unconfident Doc down. Is not working for me.
Yes.
We're going to need you to get back to yeah. it. And he did.
Yes.
It's great.
Winona goes to Bobo and we get our confirmation, which I like that Bobo is essentially the oracle now. Let me tell you information. I know these things.
I buy it.
I do too. It's just kind of
I don't know
comedic.
Why. I just do.
Yeah. And then he confirms Julian's an angel. So he really is half angel. But I want to know more of those specifics because we've had half demons, mm-hmm. half revenant babies. But what does it mean when it's half angel baby?
Well, half details. Revenant makes sense, right? Because they start yeah. out as human and they come back and they kind of get to live in a human form. Angels never take a human form and just walk among us, yeah. generally speaking. So I need answers.
Yes. Christine in the chat brings up a point. Do we assume that Nicole gave Doc the ring? No. I think he took it. But then again, she had it come back to her. Oh, I thought Doc picked it up in the room because he was
I also
in
assumed
there.
He picked it up and he was like, okay, let me handle this. I'm going to go talk to Bobo about it. And, yeah. and Nicole's like, I don't want it. You
know? Oh, I felt they didn't even have a discussion because he's in her room.
I don't think there needed to be a discussion.
No.
Like, she but doesn't like, want it.
True. Because yeah, she he's in the room. It. He's looking for it, and Waverly said Nicole knows something.
Okay.
So either they've had a discussion, or when he's in the room and lets her out of the closet,
he's like, "Let me just grab this like, ring real quick." Yeah.
That's probably it. All right. Let's get some predictions.
Okay. Let me think about this.
Amal, where's our predictions? There it is! Yay!
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So, I do like on the preview for next episode, we're getting Christmassy time, which feels a little bit weird because we're not quite there. Like, some shows is very seasonally when it happens, and I'm like, oh, we're it's not
know,
quite a Christmas in
the
July,
show
but it's
is
okay.
filmed in Canada, and it's getting more and more obvious with every episode. And they're like, yes, it's winter time. And I'm like,
still.
Two episodes better from this. We better see the Saharan Desert because they're in Texas, guys. Supposedly, they're in Texas. But every
it's a
episode,
magical place.
It's full of snow.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's why they're doing Christmas. Yeah. They're like, oh, you know. I feel very justified that I predicted Bobo would be back, and mm-hmm. he is. So I'm very happy about that. I'm surprised that we have not seen more of the vampires. I am personally mm-hmm. scandalized and very upset.
I feel Kate's one of the only ones really left around.
I'm going to need more vampires.
Which I think we get, which we kind of saw preview-wise, but not specifics. I want more, too, with them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just agree with me.
I'm just kidding. Yes, I want more of the vampires as well. Because it's such a big topic. And then, yeah, we had this thing in... Because Kate's still around, so we need more with her.
And how did Doc get messed up with her?
I do like the joke that Winona says in the bathroom, Big Nose Kate, because somebody had mentioned that in the chat last time. And then they point out, like, no, her nose is fine, and she's stuck with this nickname. So I like that they took a historical aspect and made a
joke like
out
too.
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, we have lots of questions on how on earth it works, or how on heaven and earth it works that Waverly is half angel. Like, what does that exactly mean? Because also, does that mean she has abilities, or is it just, you know, like, what does that physically mean to her body and essence, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like, I like
has
that
it
she
not
said
been
that she's
activated?
A changeling, and I got really excited because I was like, that makes sense for Waverly. They yeah. said half angel, and I was like, meh.
Yeah.
I like that a little bit less, but I get it because she's pure and all yeah. the all the things. But.
Or is it that? Like, it's literally more her personality and her goodness. Like, I'm hoping she has abilities that we haven't had
I'm hoping
yet.
She has immunities that we haven't seen
ooh,
yet.
Or that, yeah. Like, she's either immune to something
she's like ultra
or can
defense.
Do something.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that, too. Just yeah. something that's more than human because mm-hmm. if you're half angel and you can't do...
My concern is that she's not going to have many abilities because she's already been in so much danger all of these other seasons.
True, and nothing's happened
and
yet.
And nothing's come up yet. And she's
true.
Been in real supernatural danger that's quite true. A bit, and she hasn't been able to pull upon any of that.
That's true.
So.
Good point.
Maybe, you know, there's something when the Earps turn 27. Maybe she needs to turn 27.
Oh, that could be it, too.
So.
Maybe.
That's
what are some of your predictions? Please comment down below. I'm trying to think if I have any other where I'm like, I want to see actually more of Kate interact with the group, or let's talk this out, or something of not just such a sideline character. You know, like, can we...
I think we'll
see
more
of her. Not
like
she has to be part of the gang or anything like that, but something a little bit more. I also like that there was a reference to Jeremy this episode, and we never saw him.
Jeremy was just like, he must have booked other work, because he was not in this episode, and it was
fine. Because Waverly goes, oh, I love, you know, Jeremy loves me too, and... Where was Jeremy?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Last time we saw Jeremy, he was being dragged into a house by a crazy plant.
Was he
now I'm
this?
Concerned...
Well, the
Was it his new boo?
Boo? Robin was dragged on the ground.
Where did we leave him? Where did we leave?
I think Jeremy was okay.
Was Jeremy okay?
But the thing is,
I'm very concerned.
What if he went
now.
Looking for Robin?
I know.
Are you concerned for Jeremy?
Hashtag like where's Jeremy?
Yes.
Now I'm concerned. I wasn't concerned until just now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, yes, I want to know more about Nicole's history. Is she genetically different as well, or is she just a regular human that got mixed up with a cult and all that? So, we'll find out more later.
Many questions.
Yes. Thank you again so much for watching, listening. If you're on iTunes, if you're on YouTube, please comment down below your thoughts on the episode. Again, give the video a thumbs up. Click that subscribe button. And Amber, where can people find you?
Hey, guys. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AmberPlaster. I will reply to your tweets.
Yay. And you all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes. My birthday was actually Thursday, but, you know, we're celebrating all week because it's awesome.
All week, baby.
And thank you other people who had said happy birthday online on Twitter. Really appreciate it. Alexis and Yael should be back. I think they'll be back by next week. We love them and miss them. And don't worry, they're fine. They will be back soon. Again, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.